Yes, can any one of you speak a little loudly? Yeah, Matus girl. What is the topic for today? Aao kar le dunya mutthi mein. Okay, so one person who has come for the first time, I think some of you here who has come for the first time. Yes, you. Can you just get up and tell me that when you heard this topic, had you heard that this topic is going to be spoken today? Nahi. Anybody else who knew that it's going to be this topic today? Yeah, please sit down. Thank you. You knew that this is a topic today, right? So what did you gather? What did you think that the discourse will be on? Yeah, but when you hear this word, kar lo dunya mutthi mein. Yes, what Ambani is doing, they're trying to gather and capture the whole world. Anybody else who would like to say, even if you have come before, but tell me, did you know this topic? What was the topic? Anybody else? What was your feeling? Come on. You all are smart girls. Gather your courage. Yeah, tell me. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So how your courage, you get the courage and basically you can fight the world. Fight. Fight for what? To gather the victory. Nobody fights in the beginning thinking that I'm going to lose. Yeah. So we want to fight the world. We want to gather the courage and get over the world. We want to control the world. Why? Srila Prabhupada used to use this mentality or this attitude of controlling or taking over the world. It's described in a very beautiful word called as lord it over material nature. We are trying to lord over the material nature. Yeah, it very nicely explains what we are trying to do. So, many of us feel since childhood, when we were in school, we used to feel that let me come first or let me be in the top of my school. You all had that feeling? You had that desire? Yeah? Yeah, then what we wanted? Then we want to be either the best singer or actor. We have our ideals. Who are our ideals? Those who are the best, those who are on the top. It means what? That we also want to follow them and be on the top. Huh? We feel, kash, I can be on the top of the whole world. If not the whole world, let me have the whole India in my hand. If not India, let me have this Mumbai in my hand. Huh? People talk about Mumbai cha Raja. Hana? You heard that? They want to take the control of things. And this is what all of us want. We want to be best or on the top of our small world wherever we may be. Okay? If you are a student, we want to be the best of the students. If we go tomorrow in the job, we want to be on the top of our field. I want to be best of the radiologist. Somebody who likes to be best of the managers, the best of the IT professionals, the best of the doctors, lawyers. Is it true? You all have the desire? Yeah? Raise your hands who have this desire that we should be on the top of whatever we do. And that is called as Aao kar le dunya mutthi mein. Yeah? So when we are trying to do all these things, we think, what is the general thinking? That how can we have the world or how can we control everything and have under us? Either we have beauty or we have money, lot of fame, name, knowledge, something like that, right? You have to have something with you which is exclusively or you are on the top and that can get the whole world or a lot of people under you. And that's why all of us, let's be honest, we all have desire to look beautiful, don't we have? We feel, kash, I would have been as beautiful as Miss World, Miss Universe, Miss AB, right? Yeah, we all feel that, kash aisa hota. Huh? We want to be beautiful and that's why it's not amazing to know or it's not... I was not amazed or I was not shocked when I came to know that in UK, 30% of the loan every year is taken by women for doing cosmetic surgery. They want to look beautiful, ever fresh. Huh? And then people want to earn more money. And how much more? I have coined the term, or maybe I just talk that people want more, more, more. So I call that person Mr. More. And how much it goes? More, 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 till Mr. More is no more. Yeah? It just goes on like that. Is there any limit to that? No. We all feel that we should have more and more money. Why? Because money is sweeter than honey. Huh? You heard that? Money is sweeter than honey. I was in my college days, and once my one of the friends told me, just while routine talks, "Chhodna yaar, at the end of the day, what matters is money talks and bullshit walks." And I was like, what is he talking? But when you come out, this is the bitter truth of the world, that everybody is trying to gather more and more money so that we can have more and more luxuries, more and more facilities. Yeah, we all want more facilities, more luxuries. But problem is that slowly, slowly, the luxuries are becoming, yesterday's luxuries are becoming today's necessities. Huh? I just can't imagine that people, nowadays even sabji walas and rickshaw walas have to have mobile. And rangin TV, color TV, and even in jhopadpattis. Huh? It has become necessity. It is no more a luxury. Everybody has to have that. Yeah? But what is happening that we did not want to walk. So what we did? We had vehicles. Now we have cars. And nice, so many different cars are coming out every day. But it is creating so much of pollution that luxury is giving problem in breathing, which is a necessity. And so there is a saying now that with this modern civilization, luxuries are becoming more and more visible, but necessities are becoming less and less visible. Did you understand? Is it the truth? Yeah. So all of us are running in this rat race. And so if I have to describe today's persons or today's human being who is in the city of modern civilization, if somebody tells me that describe your life, this Mataji has come for the first time. So Mataji, I'm sorry, I wanted to take your blessings in the beginning. Please bless. So if she comes and she asks me that today's your Bombay, you know, like all Bombay girls or Bombay people, can you describe their life in as few words as possible? Do you know how I will describe? So by the time we come to our understanding, we are in our youth. And what is the youth means? Hurrying up. All the time we are hurrying. 7:43 train I have to catch. If I don't catch that train, maybe as if the whole world is going to collapse. Huh? We might push 1%, 2%. Oh God, I have to move away. I have to get this train. Running, running, running all the while in our young age to get more and more and more luxuries, monies. So the youth, what is a feeling or expression of youth, if I have to describe in one word, is hurry. But what it gives, when you become middle age, people are married, they are settled, but then they have lot and lot of anxieties. Yeah, they think whether my children will grow properly or not, whether they will get education or not, whether that person, my child will become doctor or engineer or not, whether I will have enough collection for my old age or not, whether I will have any problems. So worry, worry, worry. Middle age is full of worries. And what happens when one becomes old? I asked my one of the near person who has become old, that what is your feeling in your heart if I have to describe in short. So you know what he said? That since I have become old, my hairline is in recession, my stomach is in inflation, and I am in depression. The hair start falling down. Even Shankaracharya has described the old age in the same way. The hair starts falling down. Somehow or other, you just can't maintain your figure. And the stomach just starts bulging. And to have the truth that for the same children, you worked so hard, daughter is married and somewhere else, the son is settled and he's married and he's America and they don't want any more of this old people with them, and you are left all alone, having nothing, And then when you sit back and when you think that what did you do throughout your life, and then what the old people feel? Sorry. So if we summarize the whole modern civilization human being in three words, youth is hurry, middle age worry, old age sorry. So it's a story of hurry, worry, sorry, till it is a time to worry. If we don't want to go through this stage of sorry till worry, we have to take a pause. Let us take a pause and think what we are working for. Let's learn from others' experience and decide that we want to control the world, we want to be on the top, but how we can do that without going through this cycle of sorry and worry. Can we do that? Okay, let's at least try. Let's make an attempt. Okay? So if we want to do this, then we have to learn from others' experience. After all, we are trying to do all these things for what? For being happy. Am I right? We want to be happy. That's why we are trying. We are working hard. We want to be happy. So why not to take a small time out of our life right away and take example of few people who have done this and see what was the result? Huh? If I want to become a doctor, what I will do? I will see a few of the doctors who have come out and see from what they did, who is successful, and I will take that path. Right? That is intelligence. Okay? So let's try and see those who try to control the world, be on the top, and what was the result? And then decide whom we want to follow so that we can control the world, we can be on the top, but at the same time, we are not sorry. Okay? So first example I would like to give is Hiranyakashipu. You all know about Hiranyakashipu? Yes? Is there anybody who does not know about the Hiranyakashipu? Raise your hand. Anybody? You have heard about Hiranyakashipu? Wow. This is wonder of land of India. That everyone knows about Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. If you go abroad and ask, they are unlucky that they don't know. They don't know even who is Krishna, what to talk about Hiranyakashipu. So, if you know what Hiranyakashipu wanted, he wanted to get control of the whole world. Not of this planet only, but he controlled the lower planetary system as well as upper planetary system. You know that? He had also won over Swargaloka, and he had chased away the demigods from Swargaloka. They had no place to stay. So he had control over the whole world. Huh? So he is our ideal. Yeah? But wait. What was the result? Was he happy? Was he? Anybody knows what happened to Hiranyakashipu? What happened? He was killed. He was destroyed. By whom? Narsingadev. Narsingha Bhagwan, yes. Lord appeared in the form of Narsingadev and killed Hiranyakashipu. Why? Because he wanted to control over the whole world with the motive of own sense gratification. He wanted to enjoy the whole world for his own self. And the problem lies there. And that is why, sure enough, that is going to end up in destruction. Now we take second example. So Hiranyakashipu is out. He is no more our ideal. We can't try to control the world like Hiranyakashipu because the result is destruction. And we don't want to go through that. Yeah. So we take second example. Second example is Pandavas. We all know about Mahabharata. Mr. B.R. Chopra has made it not only famous in India, but now it is famous throughout the world. So Mahabharata was fought between Pandavas and Kauravas for what? They were fighting for kingdom. They had to take over the kingdom. So if you see externally, the Pandavas also fought to take over the charge of the whole world. But what was their motive? What was the motive of Pandavas? They wanted to enjoy like Hiranyakashipu? No. What was the motive? They wanted to serve Lord. Why and how? By fighting for religion. Right? They wanted to fight and they wanted to get the victory over Kauravas for serving the Lord, for favoring religion. That was their motive. They did not want to enjoy their own self. They did not have any selfish mentality. And that is why the result was victory. Not only that, at the end of their life, they perfected their life. We all know, or many of you must have known, that before the fight or the battle of Kurukshetra began, all the Kauravas and Pandavas, like Duryodhan and Arjuna, they would go to different kings and they would join the party of either one of them. Right? So, one day, Duryodhan and Arjuna both approached Krishna. You know that story? You know that part of Mahabharata? Yeah? So, what did Krishna say? Krishna said, on one side, I will be there and my whole huge army. You know what was the size of Krishna's army? 18 Akshahani. Akshahani means million of soldiers who were fully trained, were fully equipped. This, he said that one side, I will be there. Second side, my whole army will be there. My army will fight, but I will not fight. You choose what you want to take. What Duryodhan wanted? Army. If Krishna is not going to fight, what's the use of having Krishna on my side? As simple as that. He thought it's common sense. Huh? But common sense is not very common. Arjuna was more intelligent. And more than intelligent, he was devotee of Lord. And so, he wanted Krishna on his side. And that made the whole difference. If you know, Arjuna by himself had no strength to get over or to fight people like Drona, Karna or Bhishma. You know that? In reality, Arjuna alone would not have been victorious over any of these Maharathis. But he could make it just because he had Krishna with him. And thus he made the right choice. He used his intelligence and thus he got the victory. They got the kingdom because his motive was right. If you all have heard that on the first day of battle, before the battle started of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was very confused. Fight, not to fight. Why should I fight? He was trying to argue. Yeah, he was trying to argue. And then when Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Krishna showed a universal form. Krishna showed the universal form, his huge form. And in that form, he showed Arjuna that whether you fight or you don't fight, at the end of this, all the people on Kaurava's side, including Duryodhan, Bhishma, Karna, every one of them are going to be killed. In fact, they are already killed, Krishna told them. And now you decide whether you want to fight or don't fight. The result is already there. I have already killed them because they are irreligious. But nimitta matra bhava savya sachi. If you wish, you have the freedom to become an instrument. If you so desire, you become. Because I want to give credit to my devotees. So Arjuna had a choice and he made the right choice. Similarly, my dear friends, we also have choice. If you see this Gaur Nitai who was standing here with the hands raised up, they are none other than Krishna and Balaram. And in Kali Yuga, when Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Prithivite Adi Iti Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Muranam. One day, that day will come when in each and every corner of the world, every part of city or village, my name and glories of the Lord will be sung. Prophecy is made. Result is known to us. It is now up to us whether we want to join or we don't want to join Krishna. Whether we want to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or we don't want to join. We have choice and we have to decide whether we want to fight. If we want to become, go on the top, we do not have strength. We are much, much, much weaker than even Arjuna. So, the best way is to join a strong army who has all the strength, and automatically the victory follows. The result is already known. I'll just give you an example. If we are playing cricket, okay, ladies will play cricket, don't worry. So, I have got two girls over here, A and B, they are the team leaders. And in the beginning it is decided that whatever it may be, team A, the person who is leading, the person A who is going to lead the team, that team is going to win. So, you have the choice of joining whichever team you want. A or B. Which team you would join? A? Sure? Sure? Anybody for B? B is going to lose. Right, you all are intelligent. With Krishna's mercy, we all human beings have been given enough intelligence to know that which is right. And if we know that this is the victorious team, we are not mad to go on the other side. Yeah? Similarly, the choice is given to us. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has already told that my name is going to be sung in each and every corner of the world. And for that, I require an army. He has said, Bharat Bhumite Hoilo Manushya Janmajar Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Paro Upakar. That because you are born, those of you who have taken the land, birth in this holy land of India, we have to do two things. Janma sarthak kari, we have to perfect our own life, and then kara para upakar. And then we have to go and preach this message to the whole world by joining the army of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's not we who are going to be victorious, it's he who is going to be victorious, but we get the credit. Just like the Arjuna got. So are you ready? See, let me tell you. Very simple thing. If we are not part of solution, we are part of problem. You know this? You've heard this? We cannot be on the shore. Either it is this side or it is that side. So if we are party to Krishna or if we are party to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot be party to other side, that is Maya. And if we are party to Maya, then we are not on the party of Krishna. We cannot say we are neither here nor there, we are tatastha. Any one of you who have tried, or at least if you can imagine that there is a river which is flowing. River, how it flows? From high to low end, right? From higher force to lower force. So the water goes with a lot of force. And a person who is trying to swim, is anybody know swimming here? Raise your hand. Yes, somebody, I can see some hand over here, yeah. So those who can know swimming, or those who have tried, or at least if you can imagine, when you are trying to swim across the river, if you are not trying to go uphill, be sure you are going downhill. You can never be at this. You cannot say that I'm just trying and struggling and I can be at the same place. No. Either you are going up or 100% you are going down. Is it clear? So either we are with Krishna or we are with Maya. Either we are with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or we are out. So we have only two choices. But we have a choice. So It's the right time to make a choice now. Are you all ready? Are you all ready to take party to Krishna? Yes. Say aloud, Hari Bol, those who want to be on the side of Krishna. Hari Bol! Oh, I'm sure Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very happy over there. I have a huge army over here. So, one of the person, we have seen Hiranyakashipu out of our ideal. Second is Pandava. But we can feel, or sometimes the doubt comes in our head, that Pandava was so many years ago. How many years ago? More than 5,000 years ago. Can I join the army now? Will I be benefited? Let me have a recent example. And then I'll be more convinced. Yeah, it makes sense, no? If we have somebody just some time ago who had joined army of Krishna and he was victorious, then we are more sure. Okay, now more louder Hari Bol can be said. Huh? So we have one such example right in front of us. Shri Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He, at the age of 69, my friends, when most of us want to retire and just settle in one corner of our house or have a luxury or retired life, at that age, he came out to fight on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went abroad and we all know the result. For those who don't know, at age of 69, without any obvious support, he went to America just with 40 rupees. After that, he lived for 12 years. But in 12 years, he went around the world for 14 times. He built more than 108 temples. He had thousands and thousands of disciples. And that 40 rupees, without making use of that 40 rupees, he had more than 40 crores of rupees. So is it not a success? Did not he could make the whole world under his control? In 1972, Shishi Radha Gopinath Lalita Devi Vishakha Devi ki jai. Shri Gopala ji ki jai. Gaur Nitai ki jai. So, in 1972, whenever I was not born, so I'm sure most of you are also were not born. So, in 1972, Srila Prabhupada, it did not have even more than 200 disciples. He had just around 200 disciples. And he told them that if all of you have full faith that Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead, then we can control and take over the whole world and then make the whole world Krishna conscious just in 18 days. Even Srila Prabhupada wanted to take over the whole world. Even he had the desire of taking over the whole world. But what was his motive? He wanted to serve Lord and he was wanted to do this out of compassion for all of us. And that is why his life story was a success. Right? So we have an example right in front of us less than 100 years ago that he had joined the army of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He had joined party to Krishna and he became victorious. So, now does it give us more motive to join this army? Yeah? Ready? Okay. So, if we want to join the army or if we want to do anything, what we require is training. We want some process to be followed. Nothing comes by just fluke or it will come on its own way. Let me just sit. Does it happen? No, we have to work for it. So, how do we work for this? Now we all are young. Let me also feel a little young with all of you. So, what is the slogan of Youth Age? I said, Hari. What is the spelling? H-U-R-R-Y. So, in our young age, we have Hari, but let's make this H-U-R-R-Y Hari into H-A-R-I, Hari. So that gives us process to join this army. This H stands for hearing. Hearing. You all know that hearing is one of the very, very strong and very, very potent means of making our mind on taking our decisions and getting the things done. Any one of you know that those who are deaf from childhood, can they speak? Usually not. Because if you do not hear, you cannot speak. Hearing is very important. Why? Because this is a sound vibration which is the only means to wake up a person from the sleeping state. We all are sleeping nicely in our day-to-day, hurry-worry, sorry life. We have to get up and get out of this train which is going to take us to sorry and change our route. There's a small story, many of you might have heard that once one husband and wife had a fight. Actually, it should be reverse way, that every day they have a fight and once they don't have the fight. So one of the day, then when they had a fight, the husband and wife, they said, we'll not talk to each other. But at night, while sleeping, the husband realized that early morning, 4 o'clock, he has flight. He has to go for the office work. So he wrote a chit to his wife. I have to leave home at 3 o'clock. Please wake me up at 2:30. Put it to his wife. Morning, he got up and he saw, watch. Oh, shit, 5:30. He was so upset. He woke up his wife. He said, nonsense. I told you yesterday and see, I have missed my flight. Now I'll miss my meeting. Why did not you wake me up? She said, just wait. And she showed another chit. Please wake up, it is 2:30 now. She said, you put a chit, I also put a chit. As simple as that. You did not wake up, what do I do? How do we get up? If we put alarm clock. Why? Because it makes sound. When we are in deep sleep, what makes us get up from that? The sound vibration. And this sound vibration has the effect what it has its attitude. If you hear positive things, we go towards positive. And if we hear negative, we go towards negative. You know, one of the very old, maybe one of the very 5,000 years ago, somebody wrote love letter to Krishna. It's not a new thing. It's going from ages, writing love letter. So 5,000 years ago, somebody wrote love letter to Krishna. Who was that person? Yeah, somebody saying, right. Rukmini. You know that? Well, for those who don't know, it was a love marriage. So Rukmini fell in love with Krishna and she wrote a letter that my brother is trying to get me married to Shishupal, but I have fallen in love with you and I want to marry you. So please come and kidnap me from here. But how did Rukmini fall in love with Krishna? Had she seen Krishna? No. Had she seen Krishna's photograph? That he's so good looking, he's so handsome? No. Was Krishna coming on some movies? No. But she had heard the qualities, the beauty, his pastimes of Krishna from so many sages, brahmanas, from her friends. And just by hearing about Krishna, she fell in love with Krishna. This is the potency of hearing sincerely. We all know Kaikai. Jaise Kaikai ka naam sunte to, that feeling comes. She was a bad lady. She was the instrument to send Ram to exile. But I'm not sure how many of you know that she had a very beautiful palace of gold which was called as Kanak Mahal. You know that? She had a very, very beautiful one palace which was made of whole gold and she had gifted it to, you know that? Whom she had gifted? To surprise you, it was Sita. She loved Sita and Ram more than her own life. She loved Ram more than Bharat. And one such a precious gift, she did not keep it for Bharat. She gave it to Sita. She had so much of love for Sita. But when she heard so much of negative thing from Mantara, her intelligence was lost. So when we hear positive things, we can fall in love of Krishna. And if we hear negative, then we can become like Kaikai. So hearing makes so much of difference. And so we all must hear sincerely and regularly about the army of Krishna which we want to join, about their braveries, about their pastime, which will help us in making our decision of being in this army strong. And from whom do we hear? Those who are already in this army, those who are pure devotees of Krishna, and those who are speaking the shastras and following in their own life. Mind you, I am not saying that those who are speaking the shastras, those who speak are very many, many. But we have to find a person who speaks and follows. He just doesn't talk. He has achar in his own life. And when we hear them, then it helps us purify our heart. So this process of joining this army is Hari. H is hearing. Second is A. Right? A means for appeal. We have to appeal to Krishna that please Krishna, let me be in your army. Krishna's army is going to be victorious. So everyone wants to join. So we have to make prayers. We have to tell Krishna, beg Krishna, appeal to Krishna that I want to be in your army. Why should we pray? When we pray, I'm sure those who are praying, most of you have experienced that over a period of time, we develop heart-to-heart relationship. We start developing relationship of love with the Lord when we pray. And how do we pray? A simple way of praying in Kali Yuga is chanting. More than half of you were here before this lecture started in the kirtan. Very melodious, very sweet kirtan. Those who heard, did you like it? Yeah? And when you hear this, do you feel that it is just a mundane sound vibration? It was almost going on for almost, I would feel, around 35 to 40 minutes, right? If you have to keep on hearing Coca-Cola, something like that, can you hear for half an hour? I don't think even for half minute or 2 minutes we can hear that. We'll say, just shut up, man. Yeah? But that same Hare Krishna Mahamantra, same Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These 16 words, one mantra, sung hundreds of times in 40 minutes, and we still enjoy it. Does it click here that it is different than a mundane sound vibration? Is it not logical? I know that common senses were not very common, but I think we all can understand that. It's very, very simple to understand that chanting Lord's name is a very, very simple and easy, and it's an express train. Takes us as fast as possible towards Him in His army. And how much we should pray? There was a person who in his heart would always pray that, oh Lord, if you are there, guide me, what should I do? What should I do? So one day he heard a divine voice. Go and push a rock which is just behind your house. He said, oh, Lord has told me what to do, now I will do it. So he went and he saw, yeah, there was a huge rock. Very good. Now I know what I'm supposed to do. So from morning to evening, he would keep on pushing that rock. But, sorry, that he couldn't move it even 1 centimeter. Not 1 millimeter. And this went on, not only for a few days or a month, it went on for more than a year. And over a period of time, he started feeling, was that really the answer of Lord to my prayers? Why nothing is happening? Why this rock is not moving? Am I doing right thing? And then he came again and he started praying again intensely. Oh Lord, I thought it was you who told me to push that rock. I'm doing it, but why nothing is happening? Tell me. And because of his intense prayers, he heard that same divine voice again. And that voice said, why do you feel nothing is happening? just go and see yourself in front of a mirror. And when he went and saw himself, what did he see? What did he see? When you push something, when you do, it's just like a gym. You're doing exercise. What happens? Your muscle build up. So when he went in front of the mirror, he realized, oh, his muscles had become so strong. He was looking different. Nothing goes in waste. Everything is working. And Lord said, you should push this rock. The voice said, I told you to push. I didn't tell you to move it. If I want, I can move it in a minute. I told you to push. Simple. So you pushed and the results are there. Push means P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. And my friends, be sure something definitely happens when we pray. No prayers ever go in waste. So that is the second part of our process. Hearing, appealing means prayers. Third is R. R stands for resolution. How should we hear and appeal? With resolution. Resolution means determination. We should have full faith and determination that we will do it. And then nobody can stop you. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one of our acharyas, he said that a man without determination is like an animal. God helps those who helps themselves. So we have to have at least determination to go strong. And then definitely the success is sure to come. I'll just tell you a very small story of how the determination should be there. To just go on. Just be in this army. Whether we get success or we get failure. Because the whole army is finally going to get victory. Okay? So there was one person who went for an interview. He went through the interview and the last part of his interview was an English test. Okay? So the person who was interviewing him, he told him, so now I'm going to check your, how is your English? Okay? So you speak the opposite of what I speak. So he said, okay. He said, good. The person said, bad. Day, night. White, black. He said, ugly. He said, pitchly. He said, right. He said, wrong. He said, He said, I am right. He said, you are fired. He said, I'm hired. You must shut up. I must speak. Just leave now. I must stay here. You are not getting this job. I'm getting this job. Okay, you are getting this job. Did you get it? Just go on. Just be in this army. Why? Because the result is already known to us. It's already told to us. Krishna has already told Arjuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already told us. We know what is the result. Then what is the worry? Why not to just hang on? Aajkal log bolte na, lage raho. Just be there. Just be there. Have determination that we will not move. Let Maya do whatever she likes. I'm going to hold on. That is determination. And last, I stands for integrity. Integrity means honesty. Honesty means you should know who he is. Who is the Lord? Who is Lord? He's a supreme controller. Who are we? We are the jivas. And what is our position? Jivera swarupa hoy, Krishnera nityadas. If two people are in the same form, one is the director and one is a clerk, they both are working in the same office. Does it mean that both of have the same position? They should have the same office, they should have the same type of AC, they should have same car, they should have the same reimbursement. Can it happen? No. We have different positions. We are subordinate to the Lord. Let's be honest and accept it. And then what is the responsibility of a subordinate? To serve the Supreme. Let's be honest. Let's have integrity to accept that we are subordinate to Lord. And it is our duty to serve the Supreme Lord. And when we serve, sure enough, that love will develop. We win over the heart of the Supreme Master. And that gets our loving relationship with Lord re-established. And you know what happens? When a devotee or when a person attracts the heart of Krishna, who is the master, what happens? Arjuna was a devotee. Krishna was a master. But what happened? He became the servant. He became the sarathi of Arjuna. Is it not right? When he is taken over by the love of a person, he becomes servant of that jiva. And that is the best way of controlling the whole world. He controls the world and a devotee controls him. So a devotee can control the whole world. So what's big difficulty in it? So simple. Yeah? Is it difficult? Simple. Hearing, appealing, that is praying by chanting, with resolution and with integrity, honesty, understanding that we are his eternal subordinate servant and we have to love him and serve him. And when we serve him with full honesty, we take over his heart and then he is ready to become servant of his devotees. And then success is sure to come. If we have Krishna on our side and if he becomes a subordinate to his devotee can obviously get the whole world in his hand. Is it not very sense, common sense? Is it not very simple? Yeah. So if I just said the Srila Prabhupada, let's see how he applied this process. He was very, very good in hearing. Whenever he would go and hear to his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that this boy listens with so much of attention and love that he will be able to preach. He will be able to attract mercy of Krishna. He would pray, he would appeal always to Krishna that if you wish, you can make me instrument of yours. You can make me your instrument to preach your message to the whole world. He was determined that at the age of 69, with two heart attacks on the ship, on a cargo ship, he went to America just to fulfill the instruction of his Guru Maharaj. And he had complete integrity and honesty that after 12 years, when he had so much of credit on his part, when everybody was glorifying him, with folded hands, he would always say that credit is not mine. It is my Guru Maharaj and Krishna who are the actual winner and those who deserve the credit. He never took credit in his own life. Thus he himself taught us that how by this process of Hari, we can attract the attention and love of Hari. And when we have Hari on our part, on our side, then what is the next we have to do? If we join the army, what a soldier has to do? Go out and fight. Can we just become soldier, wear their dress, learn all those tricks and then just sit back? But when a soldier goes out, whether he gets success or failure, he gets special favor of the army commander. Is it right? So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upades, amara agya hai, guru hai tara e desh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that whoever you see, share this knowledge, share this mercy of Krishna with everybody, become leader, become guru, and like this, deliver the whole world. So, once we join this army, strengthen our muscle with Hari, what we need to do is go out and share this gift to others. And this, when we go out to fight on behalf of Hari, he gets special favor. We get special favor. He gives us very, very special favor. And it's not my mental concoction. In 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said that those who go and give this message of Bhagavad Gita to others, they are very, very dear to me. And the same thing gopis also sing. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriritam. कल्मषापहम् श्रवणमङ्गलम् श्रीमदाततम् भूवि गृह्णन्ति ये भूरिदा जना. भूरिदा जना मीन्स् दोस् हु आर् स्प्रेडिङ्ग् दिस् मेसेज् दे आर् वेरि वेरि डियर् टु द लार्ड्. So we know the process of joining Krishna, of Krishna's army by Hari. What we have to do after that? Go out and fight. We have to go and share this message, share these things with others to get the special favor of Lord Krishna. So those who are now charged up to join this army, please raise your hands. Who all want to join this army? Remember, if you are not joining the army of Krishna, you are on the army of the Maya, which is sure to fail, which is sure to lose. So we are on the party to Krishna. Ready? Say loud, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
If all of you know that when an army, when soldiers go out to fight, when they want, they just before they go and shoot, you know, they make a huge roaring sound. Why? Because with the thunderous sound, it breaks the confidence of the opposite party. You know that? So if we speak like Hari Bol, it's not going to break the heart of Maya. We have to say huge Hari Bol, and then Maya will just run away. And then Krishna will say Hari Bol for us. So to summarize, we all have to control the world, but for the service of Lord Sri Krishna under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada by joining the party of Hari, so that we can go out of the cycle of Hari, Vari and Sorry. Right? And what is the process of joining this army? Hearing. A for appealing. Appealing means prayers. And how do we pray in Kali Yuga? By chanting. Chanting loudly, sincerely, regularly. Then R is resolution, determination, lagi raho. And last is integrity, honesty, that we know that Krishna is a supreme, the Lord is supreme, we are His subordinate and we have to serve Him and get His love and attention and attraction. And by doing this, and then by getting special favor, by distributing this knowledge, we are on His side. And then what is the difficult? So all of us are ready, right? Yes. So aao, sab jaake, what we should do? We all go out and chalo, kar le dunya. Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you all very much. Now, we are going to have summary of this whole thing in the form of a small drama for next around 15 minutes. So that goes to around 7:05 to 7:10. And then we have around 5 minutes for any questions. If any one of you have, we'll try to answer. And please do not go away. You have done the first part of this process, H, hearing. Stay back for appealing by praying, by chanting, which is going to be the next session. So just stay back for the second part also. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy a very, very wonderful drama. So can we have the drama now? Is the party ready?